John Maron painted New York City throughout his career. In earlier works, he usually focused on a single architectural icon, researcher Jessica Murphy.
As we're more into the 1930s and 1940s, he tends to pull back and really look at the skyline, which is still changing during these years, and he gives us more of a panoramic view of the city and all the buildings that make it up.
Here, Maron examines Lower Manhattan's increasingly complex architectural massings, their underlying geometries, and repeated forms. A 1916 zoning law required that buildings be set back in their profile, creating the angular, ziggurat-like shapes that Maron accentuates here. The decorative border concentrates and intensifies the frenetic energy at the composition's center. This work also reveals Maron's experiments with new ways of applying paint. You will find small geometric forms, triangles, crosses, and circles scattered across the composition, especially in the dark gray areas. Maron made these precise shapes by blotting up the paint with a pre-cut form. If you look closely at the blue windows, you can also see that he squeezed the paint directly onto the wet paper. The paint has a thick, palpable presence, and the curved edge of the paint tube remains visible in some areas. Maron once described New York City as a tangle of forces, quote, pushing, pulling, sideways, downwards, upwards. In fractured compositions like this one, he captured its surging dynamism.